Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. First of all, are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yeah.
And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Aldred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like a state legislator, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably,
yeah.
Or wait until November
probably.
To vote in general election? I'll probably vote.
Yeah.
And next, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one. Colin Aldred, how would you rate him? Very favorable,
good.
Somewhat?
No, very favorable.
Very,
yeah.
Okay. The next one, Elizabeth Ginsburg. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know. I think neutral.
Okay. And the next one, Ron Kirk. How would you rate him? Very favorable? Just somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Neutral. I don't know enough about him.
And Jasmine Simon?
Same.
Don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Victoria Navy Criado. Do you recognize the name?
No.
The next one, Joe Biden. How would you rate him? Very favorable,
very
somewhat
favorable. Very.
Okay. The next organization is Planned Parenthood. How would you rate Planned Parenthood? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable,
very,
or
very,
very favorable.
Favorable.
Okay. And the last three, Roland Gutierrez.
I'm not familiar.
And Nathan Johnson?
Same.
The last one, Clay Jenkins. Very favorable,
very,
somewhat.
Somewhat favorable. Somewhat.
Just somewhat favorable, okay? Thank you. And in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I haven't researched them, so I can't choose today. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but just imagine the elections were held today. Who do you lean toward at this time, Jasmine Simon or
probably
Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Probably Ginsburg, because I've seen
just
her name.
Probably.
But I don't know
okay.
The other one. Probably.
Yeah, and which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? I have education, Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. The next one is voting rights, restriction on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy. Local control, state Republicans, preempting local laws on growth, control, zoning, and worker rights, or the last two, guns, sensible gun sale laws, requiring red flag mental background checks, and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons, or the last one, abortion, Texas law criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom.
Probably abortion.
Okay. And what is the next most important issue to you, education, voting rights, local control, or guns?
Oh my God, it's tough.
I know all are important, but the more
I know all are important. Probably guns. Then
probably guns. Okay.
Yeah.
And now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the state of the Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal positions on issues, who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-founded campaign that emphasizes democratic values but also appeals to independent and crossover voters with a pro-job, business-friendly message? The first one or the second one?
The second one.
Okay. And we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. We're 50% now. Please rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, in this case, Jasmine Simon, leave you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or the information does not impact your opinion, okay? The first one is Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. After hearing that, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion?
Possibly vote for her.
Probably, okay. And the next one says, Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reform like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. After hearing that, definitely vote for her, probably, or does not impact your decision?
Possibly. So I guess probably.
Okay. And the next one, Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skill as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state obligations to public education. After hearing that, definitely vote for her, probably, or does not impact.
Probably.
The next one, Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Definitely vote for her, probably, or does not impact your decision. After
does not impact. Does not.
Okay. And the next one, Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. After hearing that, definitely vote for her, probably, or does not impact your decision?
Probably.
Probably. And the next one, Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. After hearing that, definitely vote for her, just probably, or does not impact your decision.
Does not impact.
And the next one, Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. After
which firm is she at? Yeah, I'm sorry, as a lawyer, what firm is she at?
I'm sorry,
I mean, I'm a lawyer, so like, she's in a big firm. Yeah, it's not written there, so yeah, that doesn't.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I need to read everything verbatim, but
it
only says that of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights.
Yeah, it does not impact
my. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. And the last four, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she's the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. Definitely vote for her, probably, or does not impact your decision?
Doesn't impact.
Okay. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Definitely, probably vote for her, or does not impact your decision?
It doesn't impact so much, yeah.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger.
Probably.
In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Does not impact your decision. And the last two, Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Does not impact.
And the last one, Jasmine and her husband have raised their 3 children in the Park Cities.
Does not impact.
Okay, thank you. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which would you vote for if you had to choose today, again, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Maybe Ginsburg, I know.
Okay. And next, yeah. As you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Please rate if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or not matter to you. Okay, just five, and we're done. This is basically the last part. Again, thank you so much for your time. Your opinion is very important. So just five more.
Does negative?
I will read it, just five statements, okay? And just tell me if you will definitely vote against, or probably, or does not matter to you. The first one, Liz Ginsburg losing record shows she's not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022. When other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer. And there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today. After hearing that, definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. After hearing that, definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter.
Against Ginsburg or against Simon?
The statement says, Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. After hearing that, definitely vote against Liz Ginsburg, probably vote against, or does not matter?
It doesn't matter.
And the last three, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature, but Ginsburg losing to Morgan Mayer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she's not able to bring the change Paxton needs. After hearing that, definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter.
Does not matter.
The next one, Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. After hearing that, definitely vote against Jasmine, probably vote against Jasmine or does not matter.
Probably vote against.
Okay, and then the last one, Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. After hearing that, definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter.
Does not matter.
Thank you. And after hearing all this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, would you vote for if the Democratic primary if you have to choose today, if the Democratic primary will help today?
I guess Ginsburg.
Okay. And lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? In a few words, the most important...
Sorry, I have a kid interrupting me.
What will you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? You can say anything at all.
Abortion.
Okay. Just let me record your answer, please.
Mm-hmm. Abortion rights for women, I guess.
And now just a few questions for classification purposes and we're done. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
The second one. Was it 35 to 54?
40 to 54, correct?
Yes.
And what was the last grade you completed in school?
Graduate school.
Okay. Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Liberal. Liberal.
And which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African-American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian, Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, white or Caucasian or something else?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
My pleasure. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.